to Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages. I am Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McRoy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
Well, sisters, it is a holiday.
It is.
Here today.
Are you?
Yeah. You get to sleep in there?
No, because I'm here.
Because I made you wake up and record.
Because you made me wake up and record.
You had to do your job.
Yeah.
For what you get paid.
Yeah.
Your job.
Yeah.
Taylor, you got to work later.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun, I guess.
I'm sorry that I will not be joining this. Well, I guess I'm working too. I'm working as much as you are, Riley. You're gonna go back to bed.
No, I have to go edit this show and post it,
and then go back to bed.
You're going to Great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah, I'm going to Great Wolf Lodge.
I don't want to hear it.
That's not working.
Listen, I have two children. It's always work.
It's
fun work. I'm not complaining about it. Just saying, it's work. So before we talk about this holiday, as it were, you guys been checking out Twitter, following the news? Yeah. I don't know. By the way, I don't know if you've been seeing on Twitter that Marty Noxon follows me on Twitter. That's right, writer and producer from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Marty Noxon, also made Unreal.
Now, have you all been communicating
also
on
made
Twitter?
Sharp Objects. Marty Noxon.
Have you been communicating on Twitter?
Yes.
Okay.
We have been tweeting back and forth.
Because Mom said, did you see Sydney has been talking all day back and forth with one of the writers of Buffy?
Not just writer, producer, and yes, I was. She's a fan of our work. I don't know which of the McRoys. Me, I don't know the rest of us. Maybe this show, I don't know. But
well,
she's
right.
A fan, and I just, I'm happy forever now if Marty Noxon thinks something that I do is worthwhile.
Well, I'm glad that is true, and I'm happy for you.
Well, I think that's awesome, Sid.
Well, thank you. She was, I will say, it wasn't really about, we were not communicating about me, or, although I did have to go geek out and
what
say,
are you
like,
talking about?
I just hope you know that I'm a huge fan of your work, and I think you're amazing, and this is so humbling.
It's a good thing that Twitter is words and not voices, because that wasn't legible.
Yeah, I was just, you know, going on about what a big fan I am of hers. But we were working together on Twitter, via Twitter, our respective Twitter followers, to help raise money for, I always say it wrong, Raices.
Mm-hmm.
It's not racist, is what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Raices, Texas, which is an organization that helps provide legal aid to immigrants to this country, people at the southern border who need help because of what our government is doing to them. So anyway.
That's awesome.
RaicesTexas.org, RAICESTexas.org. You can go donate to them if you feel so inclined, which I did and Marty Noxon did, and Marty Noxon was matching donations.
I did see that.
Yes.
I did not know who that was because I, you know, not a nerd.
So not just a creative, talented person, but a cool do-gooding person.
That's awesome.
As she said, it's what Buffy would do.
Nice. Like,
that's what we should do, right?
What Buffy would do. Sydney has a little bracelet that says, like, WWBD. What would Buffy do?
To be fair, Buffy didn't always make the best decisions, but...
No. She tried.
No. But Marty Noxon makes the best decisions, so there you go. What else was happening on Twitter? Twitter was all abuzz yesterday.
There's an aerial.
There's an aerial.
We got an aerial cast.
That's exciting.
Very exciting.
The internet, I guess a crappy portion of the internet was mad because they think that fantasy fish people have to have races applied to them.
Yeah. I hate to tell everybody, but Ariel was a mermaid, guys.
Yeah, and mermaids aren't real.
Don't tell Charlie, but
Don't
mermaids
Charlie.
Aren't real. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this podcast and then she'll find out, but there don't aren't mermaids. Mom. No, don't tell mom either. Uh-oh.
Oh, mom's gonna
oh,
listen.
No.
Mom, I'm sorry you had to find out this way.
Mermaids aren't real. But if they were real, that I'm sure they come in every color that humans do. Why not?
And probably colors that humans don't.
Yeah.
They're probably like, what, green mermaids, purple mermaids,
like
blue mermaids,
shimmery, like shimmery, like multicolored mermaids. Rainbow mermaids. I mean, like, why not? Like, look at fish. Fish come in a wide variety of colors.
Like a rainbow mermaid, like the rainbow fish that book's about.
I said I liked your description of what I've said, that some people have been saying that, well, the it's just science. It doesn't make sense because if you lived at the bottom of the ocean, you'd be really pale. Like, it's just science. Like, okay, once again, science. No mermaids, but also...
Also, like, I guess if you lived at the bottom of the ocean, theoretically, like, you'd be so pale, you'd actually be, like, clear, like, perhaps transparent.
And that's terrifying.
Yeah, those, like, creepy lights on your head, and you say no eyes.
Yeah, like, maybe no eyes, and those horrible, giant, prehistoric teeth.
Mm. So you'd be an anglerfish.
Yeah, let's be honest. A mermaid could look really terrifying were it real. But mermaids aren't real. Ariel, though, the fictional Little Mermaid, I am very excited to see Halle Bailey in this role.
Me too.
I had not heard her sing before, so that was Charlie's first question. What does she sound like? She wanted to know if she sounded like Ariel. So we played some of her music, and I think she sounds very princess-like. I think she will be an excellent Ariel and excellent princess, and Charlie very much enjoyed her lovely singing voice.
I'd already heard her sing because I'm a cool teen.
Well, I'm cool now. Now I've heard now her you are. Music. I went and downloaded her music and listened to it. So now I'm familiar and I'm on board and we're very excited. Although it was funny because you think live action Disney movies. And so you have like Aladdin where there's like humans, and then you have The Lion King
where it's all animals.
So like, what is this? How are they going to do live action, but they live underwater? Is it going to be like those mermaids? Where is that place in Florida or wherever where you can see the people
they have
who
like a secret tank in the back?
They have a secret tank and like you look and the mermaids swim and perform underwater because they have like the pipes that they get they get oxygen from. And
Sid, it's going to be CGI.
Oh.
Like, they're not going to have the actors perform their lines underwater.
Yeah,
Sid.
Like live?
Live action is different.
It's
live.
Not live. It's just... Oh, no. It's Sid.
The Lion King used real lions.
Did you think the Lion King was live?
They don't do it every time, Sid. Oh, no.
It's still CGI, Sid. Because you know what? Lions don't talk. Sing.
Back in the good old days, we didn't have this CGI. We were watching Honey, I Shrunk the Kids with Charlie the other day. And she was just like, what is this? I mean, you had to be really creative, though, you know?
Man, you know, that new Toy Story movie came out and someone posted some comparison pictures between the animation in this one and the first one. I do not remember in my kid brain the animation in the first Toy Story being that bad.
Well, it was good for the time.
That's a grow up.
Boy, right she there. Loved that movie. We watched Toy Story, the first one,
the
other day for the first time ever, and boy, she loved that. Yeah. Although she was very scared at the end. They missed the moving van! They're not going to make it! She was like hiding behind a pillow.
I felt the same way watching that as an adult. It's fine. Just understand, Charlie.
One of my friends made a very funny topical joke the other day on the subject of Toy Story when we were watching the debate and Beto O'Rourke started speaking Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is happening? He said, don't worry. This happened to Buzz Lightyear. Someone just hit the language switch on the back. That was pretty good.
All those debates. Get into that. Speaking of... I don't
Speaking
know.
Speaking of what?
politics, politicians, elections, America. It's the 4th of July. Listen, I'm just going to be honest. I don't have a problem with the United States of America conceptually.
On paper.
On paper, it, like if we're talking about like the Declaration of Independence, we have some really good ideas. Mm-hmm. I like the Bill of Rights.
I like rights.
I like rights.
Yeah, I like rights too.
There's some great stuff in the Constitution. Don't get me wrong. but realize that put into practice, it's the execution that seems to be the problem.
Yeah.
That's what they always say. They try to say that nice on cooking competitions when they're like, you had some really creative ideas, but I think there were some problems with execution.
That which means like it's bad.
It's very
but if
bad.
If someone better would have made this, then it would be good.
America has a soggy bottom.
America has a very soggy bottom at the moment.
We burnt the top and the middle's not cooked. That's where we're at.
It's one of those moments on MasterChef when Gordon Ramsay cuts open the pork chop and says, you're confident it's cooked all the way through. And that goes to commercial and you're like, no, it's going to be cooked all the way through. But surprise, it's pink on the
inside.
It's
raw.
It's raw.
Raw, America.
It's like that clip from Hell's Kitchen when he puts two pieces of bread on one side of a girl's face and makes her call herself an idiot sandwich. That's what America feels like terrible. Right now.
Although, honestly, right now, that's kind of what our administration needs.
Yeah.
Is Gordon Ramsay holding two pieces of bread to either side of its head telling it it's an idiot sandwich.
Like, it just expand from kitchen nightmares to country nightmares. Just go into the White House and yell at people and look in their fridges.
Hey, look, if Gordon Ramsay can fix it, I'm fine with it. They can even make a TV show out of it if somebody needs to make money, if he just fixes it.
Maybe they can, coerce Trump into thinking this is a good idea because it gets him back on television.
Yeah.
He likes that.
I'd be fine with Gordon Ramsay as president for just, the last few months. You know? Just the last few.
I need to know a little bit more about his politics.
Yeah. I mean, we did a lot of work to get away from, an angry British guy ruling over us. So I don't know if we want to go back there.
Is it better
for this 4th of July? We're proposing.
We done messed up the whole thing.
I want to go back to Britain.
This is our declaration of dependence.
Gordon Ramsay.
No, I don't listen. UK, you did the Brexit, so I'm not. I can't. I don't know. Where do we go? Where do we turn?
Where do we go from here?
Hey, Denmark, what are you doing? Hey. You wanna run a country?
That's probably more the direction we need to go.
Yeah. What do you think they're up to? They probably don't want us.
You managed to get rid of all your guns. Can you help us out?
Yeah.
If Marianne Williamson is president, then New Zealand will be, you know.
We're going to call them.
We're going to call them.
Tell
New Zealand will be right there.
We're going to tell them about it. 4th of July is a holiday that not feeling very patriotic here on this particular podcast. Not hating on America again. Great ideas on paper.
Bad execution.
Yeah. Could be better.
Undercooked.
I believe we could get there. I think we have, if you did watch the debates, I think there are several people who could probably get us to a point where I would feel very patriotic on this day. But
not all.
Not all.
Several.
Not all. Several.
Yes.
I don't truck with people who question vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at you, Marianne Williamson.
Someone said she should be nominated as Secretary of Crystals, and I found that very amusing.
Well, I am feeling very patriotic about one American thing.
What?
It's the American women's soccer team.
Hey.
Oh, that's a good point.
There we go.
What a bunch of rock stars.
If you want a reason to chant USA today, that would be
it. That's a good one.
Yeah. Not tanks.
No. Well, all of the best players on the team have also joined Megan Rapinoe in saying, no, I wouldn't go to the White House either. Yeah, so I really want them to win. So we could all celebrate them refusing to go to the White House.
Oh, I really want to see that.
Well, why do they want to go eat fast food?
Yeah.
You know?
It was just McDonald's last time.
Witness the performative fascism?
Yeah.
Here's a tank parade. Happy America Day.
Well, like DC is like, there's like a lot of like swamp like ground that DC is built on. Like the roads aren't meant to handle tanks. Like this is an infrastructure thing. Also, the $2.5 million that's going to pay for only part of this parade, that was diverted from the national parks. Like, that's where that money came from. So, you know, that's cool.
That's great. I hope you don't like national parks, and I hope you like tanks
better. I hope you don't like bears and grass and wildlife and mountains, because we have tanks. Who wants not to see those things?
Beautiful nature and preserved wildlife when you can see a weapon of destruction parading through your streets.
I like the idea. Riley's never been to a national park, I think, because she's like, bears? Who cares about bears and grass? What's in a national park?
It's just like a big park.
Who cares about picnic baskets?
I just like the idea that this money was taken directly from the bears. Like, the bears have their appearance fee. Like, wait, what do you mean? They're not paying us to show up? Well, then never mind. No more bears.
The only protesters at today's 4th of July celebrations in D.C. will be the bears.
It's a bunch of bears.
Give us back our baskets.
Just ignore. That's the best thing we can do. Ignore the parade. Not the whole thing. Don't ignore the whole thing. You know, but this. Anyway, I won't go on about the tanks. The ridiculous tanks.
It's just.
It's what it looks like.
Yeah. I'm sure Putin will be very impressed.
Well, it's definitely what it's being done. But have you ever just like, you know, you try to like work extra hard on like a cool project because your crush is like in your group?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Or you know that like that perfectly crafted tweet that you want to impress somebody with, or that like really great selfie that you like, it's for everybody, but it's really
for you, Poot.
It's for you, Poot. Oh no.
So most people on 4th of July eat hot dogs and hamburgers and I don't know, spend time outside.
Bears?
And bears are there. No, hopefully not.
Yeah, that's a bad mix of things. Like, there's usually alcohol involved, there's flammable objects, and bears?
I think a small bear would be fine. I think we don't talk enough about bears on this podcast. Let me talk about bears really quickly.
No, I'm going to veto bears on the teen advice information podcast.
Now, here's a type of bear no one thinks about. The panda.
I think plenty of people. There's 10% of my brain that is always thinking about pandas at all times. So I don't think that's true.
The red panda. It's very small and it stands on its two legs like a person. I don't think we think about that.
I don't think any of us know enough about bears to do a whole thing on bears on the podcast.
You can't just switch us up to a bear podcast without telling us.
Hey, I'm about to not be a teenager anymore. We got to move on to something. Maybe it's bears.
You should have maybe asked us before you just chose bears.
Well, I just wanted to kind of throw it out there, see how everyone responded.
Well, and now you've seen it. So.
Well, all right.
Anyway, not bear related. For 4th of July, a lot of people like to engage in what I, as a doctor, would call dangerously stupid fire stunts.
You mean like when your own husband jumps over the fireworks?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, to be fair, the ones he's jumping over are okay. I'm not going to be able to justify this. Never mind. No,
I mean,
you
they're not the ones that you shoot up in the sky. They're the ones that you set on the ground and then like colorful stuff comes out. But like, it's still fire.
But that's like the big. It's like a weird Smurl rite of passage because Dad used to always do it, and then I was really proud the first time I did it, and then Justin had to be accepted into the family, so of course he had to do it.
Sydney. Wasn't there a 4th of July where you were in a different house? Maybe some areas outside of that house caught on fire because of firework stunts.
What did we catch on fire?
I remember bushes and perhaps a fence outside of one of your old houses being caught on fire when Griffin perhaps had a Roman candle in
okay,
an inflatable...
All right.
inner tube around his waist.
Yes. Now, I do remember this now, what you are referencing. It was, it was like a Roman candle, and it was, they like taped it to the front of like a little kid's inner tube that he had around his waist. Yeah, it was yours. Your inner tube, he had it around his waist, and he taped a Roman candle to the front and then ran around. That was a bad idea, though. These are bad ideas. This is where the then and now comes in. When you're a teenager, you don't know how bad these ideas are.
Wait, no, how old were you?
Yeah, that, not teen. Not a teen.
If Griffin may have been.
No.
Possible.
Well, but I will say, when we were younger, the amount of damage you could deal from the readily available fireworks was probably a lot more severe. Because, like, nowadays, like, a Roman candle is like a stick that just shoots, like, low-range sparks from it. I remember Roman candles as things that would launch colorful flaming balls into the air, like, several feet.
Yes, they did.
Stupid people.
My favorite thing is that it was an unpredictable number. How many? But it also would vary because some were duds. So, like, there was always the moment where you're holding the Roman candle and then you're like, is it? I think it's, and you go to set it down because you think it's done, and it's like, poof. And you're like, oh, crap. Oh, no. There was one more.
They're like those little silver discs that would spin in the air.
Oh, those were the worst. Butterflies or bees or whatever they...
And they were a thin, like, metal disc surrounded by, like, explosives that would spin. Like, how did somebody not, like, that's just send it up in the air. Hope it doesn't bury itself in somebody's forehead.
Or lap, as it did once at a 4th of July party we were at.
Ugh.
It landed in someone's lap.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I want to... This is the crux of the issue, right? Fireworks, then yes. And now. I mean, that's the big thing that changes from when you're a kid to when you're an adult when it comes to 4th of July, I believe. That mm-hmm. is my hypothesis. But before we discuss this further...
Let's check the group message.
Hey, everyone. This week, your group message is brought to you by your resident cool teen and baby sister, Riley, featuring my sick voice. I hope this sounds wonderful for your ears, because it definitely feels great coming out of my throat. I have a few sponsors I'm going to tell you about this week all by myself, because I'm a grown-up now, in case you hadn't heard. First is ModCloth. This week, Still Buffering is brought to you in part by our friends at ModCloth. Start your summer plans off right with breezy tops and jumpsuits made for adventuring, head-turning prints that bring the heat, and size-inclusive swimwear designed for cooling off. As the temps continue to rise, you'll be needing effortless looks you don't have to think about twice. From work-approved dresses to weekend-worthy shorts and skirts to sunny accessories, meet the styles that'll keep you cool. And ModCloth believes fashion should celebrate all women, and that's why they're expanding their size range to 00 to 28. So, you know, any size you might need, it's not, you know, going to exclude you from their amazing styles because you may need a certain size. They are completely size inclusive, whatever your size needs may be. And that's one of my favorite parts about ModCloth. All three of us, Still Buffering, love ModCloth. We have shopped from there for many, many years before we ever started this podcast, before they ever did ads with us. It's just something that we've always loved. I remember I needed a dress for something, I think, in probably middle school or early high school, and Sydney immediately suggested ModCloth. So it's something that we've loved for a long time, and we want to share that with you. So we want you to try ModCloth, and we can get you 15% off your purchase of $100 or more if you go to modcloth.com, that's modcloth.com, and enter the code BUFFERING at checkout. This offer is valid for one-time use only, and it expires on November 2nd, 2019. So go check that out now. Get your summer styles before fall. That's 15% off your purchase of $100 or more at modcloth.com, entering the code BUFFERING at checkout. The next sponsor I'm going to tell you about is Away, makers of world-class luggage. All of their suitcases are made with premium German polycarbonate, unrivaled in strength and impact resistance, and very lightweight. Four 360-degree spinner wheels guarantee a smooth ride. So for those fun trips down the, you know, the aisles at the airport when you kind of want to spin your suitcase all around or push it in front of you and then go chase it, those are my favorite things. You can do that with these suitcases. Both sizes of the carry-on are able to charge all cell phones, tablets, e-readers, and anything else that's powered by a USB cord. And they have a 100-day trial, so if at any point you decide it's not for you, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. I have an away suitcase. I love my away suitcase. Ever since college has started, I've been doing a lot more traveling, both to other places and between my house and my dorm. And it's a really great suitcase to have. It is lightweight. I'm not a very strong person, but I can always get this suitcase up into the overhead compartments. Being able to charge my cell phone and not have to line up at those charging stations in the airports is so nice because I can just pop open the back, charge my phone, and it has a removable battery, which I know is important for a lot of airports and airlines to take that out before you get on the plane. That is removable, so you can even take it out and use it like a portable charger, which I've done before, you know, take out the battery before you get on the plane and then just pop the battery in your backpack or something, still be able to charge all your devices, but you don't have to leave it in your suitcase to do that. We all love Away, and if you want to try an Away suitcase, you should go to awaytravel.com/buffering and use the promo code buffering for $20 off of a suitcase of your choice. That's $20 off of a suitcase by going to awaytravel.com/buffering and using the promo code buffering at checkout. So go check out Away, go check out ModCloth, get some new summer styles to put in your new Away suitcase, and yeah, have some great summer adventures on us here at Still Buffering, because we love you and we want you to have a great summer. So, all right, back to the podcast.
So fireworks, they aren't as deadly here in West Virginia as they are a lot of places. We have laws for that. I imagine many states probably have laws.
Now, out of all the states, I feel like most people would be surprised to hear that West Virginia has restrictive firework laws.
It does seem like that'd be one of the places you go to, like,
right?
Just
right?
Buy actual explosives for 4th of July.
It is. Yeah. It is a strange thing. It always makes me wonder. It's like West Virginia has some of the most progressive vaccine laws in the country. Mm-hmm. But it's because I think we got lapped.
Yeah.
Like everybody had good vaccine laws and then they've loosened over time. But
so we just had to double down because we didn't have any.
We're so far behind, we're ahead now because our vaccine laws are really good. I don't know, but I can't make an argument like that for fireworks.
No, we have to go to Ohio here for the good ones.
We used to always get them on our way back from the beach because we would stop at one of the Carolinas where they would sell us.
The lawless Carolinas when it comes to fireworks.
The fireworks that you can get around here are just like various sizes and shapes of sparklers, more or less.
Yeah, they're like the big boxes that you just set on the ground and different colored fire lights come out.
Or the ever classic, the little black pill that you set on fire and it turns into a little black turd. Why was that? How did that get on par with everything else? Like in the firework department, like creation lab. Like, look what I made. Does it light up? No. Is it shiny? No. Is it, what does it do? It expands into a poop-like object.
It's really bad. You know what I would put with that as one of the worst fireworks? That one that's just a super bright light that flashes several times.
Yeah. You
look now. Don't look at it. Just light it on fire and look away, and know that behind you there's a really bright light flashing.
I feel like it even says that on the thing. Like, do not make direct eye contact.
Do not look at it.
Like, why do we do this?
But I have to say, I will never understand the allure of firecrackers. I feel like that was a part of childhood.
Now, what do you mean by firecrackers? The things you throw on the ground?
That just pop.
Yeah.
That just make
the
noise.
Now, those are fun when you were a kid.
Wow. No. Not the little white things.
Oh,
I thought you meant the white things that you throw on the ground, they just pop.
No, not those things. I mean, like, the difference between, like, in my head, a firework is something that at least has, like, sparks or colors
or
something. It's
a firework. W-E-R-K.
It's a firework. But a firecracker are, like, those things you just light, and then they just make a loud popping sound.
Yeah, and if you hold them in your hand, you're going to lose some fingers.
Oh, okay, okay. I know what you're talking about. I have never actually seen one of those. I've only ever seen fireworks, I believe.
Well, hopefully they're banned. That was like one of those weird things that like the like kids would compare, like leading up to 4th of July, like my dad got some M60s. Well, my dad got some M80s. That's, I feel like that's what they were called, something like that.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Those
you're right.
Those are just explosives, I think.
Yeah, and they're just really loud. Yeah,
they're loud and they could do a lot of damage. You would put them in mailboxes.
That's exactly what we did, and we broke our mailbox.
Oh, see, we put the stink bombs in our mailbox. The little ones that are just little, like, chalk balls that you light up and they have a lot of smoke.
Yeah.
Of different colors. We put one of those in our mailbox and turned it blue.
What? That's not a stink bomb, though, is it?
Well,
I think it's just a smoke bomb, actually.
But it also does smell bad because sulfur.
I did always like the smoke bombs, but largely because it could play into some sort of, like, fantasy narrative that my friends and I had crafted and have a key point of use. So that was the only reason.
I was always low-key afraid of fire growing up. And so fireworks, I didn't have like a true phobia, but I definitely was not one of those kids who like wanted to mess around with it. Mm-hmm. Like I tried to keep my distance from all things fire-related at all times. And fireworks always freaked me out just a little. Like even the little ones that you would just light and they would shoot up some sparks and that was it. And that was the whole thing. I kept my distance. And I do to this day, but, you know, more for safety reasons than just primordial fear.
Yeah.
the jumping over the fireworks was a big thing. I remember that we would always buy one. That was unfortunately named. One would always come in the package. I don't know if you guys are going to know what I'm referencing, but in the giant package of fireworks, every different one that shot different sparks had a name.
Had a name. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they all did basically the same thing, so the names really didn't mean much. But inexplicably, there was often one called Golden Shower.
Yep, you're going to say that.
Yes. Yes.
Which is unfortunate. And I didn't get as a kid.
For teenagers, though, that was the most... That was the fun one. Haha, look, it's a sex thing.
I guess this is something
What it is, but...
Totally a sex thing.
I guess this is something you all probably didn't try to do. I almost said I'm sure you did, but I guess you didn't. I remember when I was younger with friends, we would take sparklers and get a camera and try to, like, write something in the sparkler and then set the exposure time different on the camera so you could take a picture and the whole word would show.
Oh, no. I never tried to do that. I would write it in the air just like for my own eyes. See
that? Yes. Ours was like an ephemeral art form.
Exactly.
I guess not the exposure, but whatever the shutter time is so that it takes a really long picture, you know, so you could try to capture all of it.
Yeah, I remember doing that with friends, not to capture it, just to write it. But the fun thing was to write a dirty word and be like, did you see what I wrote? Did you see it?
Hold on, let me light another one and try again.
It's the real word for butt. That's what I wrote.
The real word for butt. Is that what you think curse words are? The real word?
Well, as a child, maybe.
I'm not allowed to say the real word, but. So I say butt.
The medical term for butt.
Medical term for butt.
I love that you think that's the medical term for butt, or you did. I know you don't know, but
no, you can't say the real words.
Sparklers. I think it was most evident when I saw Charlie with sparklers last year. Are one of those things that you think they're gonna be cool, and someone lights it in your hand, and about 10 seconds later, you're like, "All right, I'm done with this.
I can't put it down."
I can't put it down. What do I do?
For me, it was always, this is going to be great. And then as soon as it's lit, it's like, I'm holding fire. I'm holding fire. I'm holding fire. Like, that's
Sydney, are you deeply afraid of fire?
I'm not. I mean, I have a little.
I think it's more than a little.
I am uncomfortable with with fire. I don't even like fireplaces. Like, I can't even. We have a fireplace. I can't do things with it. Justin has to handle it because I can't. It freaks me out. Yes, I have a.
Welcome
I told
to
you
Sydney's
I have a low key
corner.
Fear of fire. It's not a true phobia. Like, I can be in the presence of fire. I can't. I don't like lighters very much. The long ones, like grill lighters, those are better because the fire is further from my body.
The fire's at the end of a long tube away from me.
Zippos always freaked me out. And Zippos were like very cool for a moment when we were younger. Like, I remember a ton of our friends having them. Like, they didn't smoke or anything. They just had Zippos, and they freaked me out. Do you know what those are?
Yeah, the okay. small lighters.
Well,
the small little like
the ones that like one, the top flips one. Open on you.
Yeah,
yeah, the ones with the lids. Yeah.
That was a open. Sign of like a cool person. Like, watch out for that person. They got one of those Zippos.
Yeah, and those were like, and I may have even had one at one point, but I don't think I ever lit it. Like, I don't think I ever did anything with it because they just holding fire freaks me out.
Yeah.
But like, I can handle like sparklers. I have a kid. I like mm-hmm. hand her a sparkler. I do the adult thing.
Yeah. She holds it for a second, runs around, and she's like, hey,
and then drops it.
Can I don't want this anymore.
Yeah. You know, one that I don't understand why it was okay when I think about like the restrictive firework laws here, which, by the way, if I haven't said, I am totally in support of. I am fine with that. I wouldn't mind if they were more restrictive, personally.
I wouldn't mind if there were no fireworks.
Well, look, I have children who go to bed earlier than it gets dark right now. So I would really love if the neighbors weren't setting off fireworks. I don't know, the entire month of June leading up to July, and then probably for the next 3 weeks, they'll continue.
That is the one thing I've never understood, is people who start setting off fireworks like 2 weeks into June. Like, what? There's a date for that.
Yeah, the people across the street have mm-hmm. been setting off fireworks for the last week every night. Like, last night, Justin was like, can I go outside and yell? And I'm like, no, don't yell.
Now it's the 3rd of July.
Don't yell at
them. I'm amazed, like, because New York has incredibly restrictive firework laws for good reason. Everybody lives in cardboard houses on top of each other, like it's yeah. You know, and yet every night for the past week, like, it's like just incessant. And I don't, you know, like, there's just so many people you're affecting with your sound. And it's like, what about dogs or like people that have PTSD? Like, loud sounds can be really scary. I even my cats like goes crazy. It's like, oh no, somebody's attacking. I'm like, no, it's just
Colorful fire.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, even and outside of that, like, just a lot of people go to bed earlier or have work different shifts or have to get up super early. I've worked on the 4th of July and that week in the hospital many, many times and had to get up at, you know, 5 or 6 the next morning. Plus, like, babies. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been frustrated by a sleeping baby woken up by, like, oh my gosh, by especially the firecrackers. Like, that's not even fun. It's just loud.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask, why are bottle rockets? Why were those ever okay? Those are projectiles.
Yeah, those are scary. I remember racing them up the street, like tying bundles of them together and racing them up the street.
Mm-hmm. We would, like, lay them down mm-hmm. and then light them so that they would shoot along the hill. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why those were okay, because like, you could shoot them at people
mm-hmm. just like a roman candle.
Yeah,
I feel like we did that one year. We put my R2-D2 stand up out in the yard. This was all, we were all adults. This was not long, this was maybe like 8 years ago max.
I was alive for this.
Yeah, and just tried to shoot poor R2-D2. He was the one stand up we had. But
yeah, I just, that's the thing, like, when I think about the stakes, I mean, because when you're a kid, you do, like, as a teenager, we did some reckless things, and then you do some things that aren't reckless, but, like, inherently have risk to them. Like, I think part of being a teenager is experimenting with everything on wheels. So, like, you become a teenager, and you're like, I gotta try bikes and skateboards and roller skates and scooters, I don't mm-hmm. know, anything that has wheels, I'm gonna try to roll around on. And you might fall, and I mean, you might actually get injured, but like, in the grand scheme of like really risky things, that's not high up there.
Yep.
And then you move into like the things that inherently have more risk, like trampolines. And trampolines were, you know, so dangerous. Mm-hmm. They still are so dangerous. They have the nets now, but they're still not great. But then, like, fireworks was a whole other level that, like, we all engaged in, which was not good. I mean, there's fire and explosives, and people can get really hurt. And then when you connect it, now as a teen, we weren't drinking on the 4th of July.
Right.
But when you connect it with adulthood, when you can, it's just, it's a bad combination.
So, like, a bunch of firepower and people that can't make very good decisions for themselves are America.
That's accurate, actually.
Fair celebrate and some processed meat. Some factory farm processed meat.
And then there are swaths of disappointed people who feel like we could have done better.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Happy America Day.
No, but it's weird now because as I feel like that I see less of that, like, and I don't know, Riley, maybe you can speak to it. Are your friends going to get together today and try to light a bunch of stuff on fire?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Ah, I was hoping it had stopped.
But I mean, like, what? We can't get the scary stuff now. So it's going to be a bunch of golden showers. Oh, God.
Well. Okay.
I know.
Okay. It can all be scary if you try hard enough, though. That's what makes me nervous.
True.
You'd have to. These are just the small boxes with, you know, one fuse.
But the ones I know that there have been various family members who have introduced the big ones into our 4th of July celebrations before.
Yes.
Obtained illegally from other states. And obtained legally,
brought illegally across state lines.
But those scare the crap out of me.
Yeah.
And as someone who has worked trauma service at a hospital on 4th of July, I would ask everyone to stay away from them. Because I think I love fireworks when I am sitting on a hillside on
and
a blanket,
far away.
You know, eating a hamburger or a piece of watermelon or some other 4th of July typical food, even having a beer, because the fireworks are far away from me where I can see them in the sky, but they will not touch me at all.
Sydney hates fire.
No, I like those kinds of fireworks. Yeah. Like, you know.
I like how we're getting the elements covered here with my irrational fear of water and yours of fire. Like, Riley, what element are you irrationally afraid of?
If I'm afraid of air or the earth, then like how
do you feel about spelunking? Maybe it goes into, maybe it's like dark caves.
Yeah.
Oh, now that. Being in a cave.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Well, that's not really a 4th of July thing.
No, but we're all afraid. We're like the opposite of like the airbenders.
We're just afraid of a certain element inexplicably.
Terrified of a certain element.
I'm a water. Oh, no.
I'm the water fearer.
I'm the earth fearer.
The earth fearer.
What can you do with that? Oh, no. I just like to stay away from it.
Nothing.
Run.
Run.
It's a good thing that there isn't a fourth one of us. Being afraid of the air would be very inconvenient.
That'd be very inconvenient.
Maybe heights. Heights is how you would interpret that, I guess. Mm-hmm. How are you with heights, Riley?
I'm okay.
Okay. So it's really just earth.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more like depths as opposed to heights.
So I was hoping you would say, I don't know, we're not really going to do that, but I guess.
No, you know, there'll be a lot safer than, you know, strapping a Roman candle onto an inner tube, though.
There are probably going to be some fireworks at the riverfront where you can just
that
go sit and watch.
Night.
Oh, that was last
For some
night.
Reason, here in Huntington, our big fireworks celebration we invite people to by the river is on July 3rd. Dad really wants to watch the firework display above the Brooklyn Bridge on TV. So.
Okay.
It's a good one.
That'll be on the TV very far away.
That's usually the one. A couple of my friends have a particularly high rooftop out here in my neighborhood in Brooklyn, and we can always see, like, you get like 360 fireworks. It's great.
Oh, that's cool.
People setting up. I'll be working, unfortunately, but in the past, it's been really nice.
I assume that I'll be able to see some at Kings Island.
Oh, yeah, they always have fireworks.
We'll
have fireworks every night anyways.
They probably did last night because there was a Reds game. And they do fireworks, but I think they will at Kings Island tonight. So we'll be able to watch. That's enough for me. I don't really want to set anything on fire. You know, I spent one 4th of July in Berlin, where they don't actually celebrate America's birthday.
Wow, can you believe that?
No, can you believe it? It's such a shock. There were fireworks, though. I remember finding that very confusing as we were coming home from the club at 6 a.m.
Right.
Or something. I don't know. It never stopped. It never closed. So it was very hard to keep track of when we should go home.
Yeah.
And the hostel I was staying in, I slept in a bathroom. I mean, like, it was made into a bedroom, but it was a bathroom. There was a toilet and everything in there. But anyway, it was a lovely 4th of
July.
See,
I have my international 4th of July. I climbed Mount Fuji on the 4th of July a few years ago.
That's a good thing to do.
Well, I have yet to have an international 4th of July, but next 4th of July, I will not be in the country. So
there you go.
Gotta have your international 4th of July.
Yeah, you have to pick a different place. I went to Germany. Taylor went to Japan.
I will not be any.
I like that we've replaced the jump over fireworks and maybe burn your crotch tradition with go to a different country and don't celebrate, but do something cool.
Okay,
experience another culture. Well, yes.
There you go. Well, I could make it into this whole metaphorical thing. See, the thing is, America should be many things. It should be. It should be the result of many different cultures and languages and religions and colors and orientations and beliefs all coming together. Much like the world.
Happy America.
That's what it should be. That's what it could be. That's what it could be.
I agree, absolutely.
But for this 4th of July, there's tanks.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
I would encourage you to go spend time with the people that you care about, whoever they are. Or if you just want to chill alone in your room, that's fine too.
Stranger Things 3 just came out.
Stranger Things 3. There you go.
So,
if you're looking for other things to binge, Instant Hotel is back.
Instant Hotel is back.
Yes, it is. Whole new season for you to binge.
The Handmaid's Tale. Mm-hmm. That's coming out every week.
Eat whatever food you like.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be a hot dog or a hamburger. Thank goodness for Taylor.
Yeah, it won't be in my case.
Yeah. And dream about what America could be and then act on it tomorrow.
Yeah.
You get today off to plan and dream. And then tomorrow we get back to work. How about that?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Don't lose any digits because of a firework today. You'll regret it.
Just, I mean, they're loud and they leave. Like, there's always debris. There's always firework debris afterwards, like in the streets and driveways. And people don't clean it up sometimes. I've seen it laying outside. Just don't. They're dirty and they're loud and they scare people like me.
And dogs.
Yes.
Poor dogs.
There are many of your neighbors, be they human or animal, who probably don't enjoy this. Mm-hmm. So, like, just go to, I'm sure there's probably somewhere, there's a park, there's a riverfront, or a television. Just watch some fireworks.
Yeah.
Let's stop. The firework lobby is going to come after
us. Well, now we've got the hot dog lobby and the firework lobby.
We're pro corn dog lobby, though.
Yeah, I bet the firework lobby is pretty scary too. Who's another scary lobby? The tanning lobby. The tanning bed lobby came after some of us up the Capitol because the doctors were trying to get some more restrictive tanning bed laws passed. Mm-hmm. Man, the tanning bed lobby is a scary lobby too.
What? Man. There's a lobby for everything.
I think anything that can definitely kill you will has a strong lobby behind it.
Has a lot of money.
I was going to say we're the lobby for love, but then I sound like Marianne Williamson. So yeah.
I don't know if I like that.
Just a little.
I'm not a love lobbyist. Just...
Love is not enough. We need love in action. Love in action. All right.
All right. This is a good place to stop where we're going.
All right.
If you want to cheer for America on Sunday in the women's finals,
yes.
Because that's a bunch of Americans that I'll root for any day.
I agree.
Yep. Hear, hear. Thank you, sisters.
You're here.
Huzzah. Thank you, sisters. Thank you, listeners. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a nice day. If you got the day off, I hope you enjoy a nice day off, whatever you decide to do with it. Thank you to the Maximum Fun Network for allowing us to be part of this wonderful network of podcasts. You should check out MaximumFun.org for a lot of shows we think you would enjoy. Thank you. Oh, wait, no. You can tweet at us at StillBuff. I almost forgot to tell you that. You can tweet us at StillBuff. You can email us maybe at StillBuffering@MaximumFun.org.
Can we fix that? We don't know. Okay.
I don't know. We'll keep saying it because eventually it'll be true again.
Yeah.
And thank you to the Novellas for our theme song, Baby Change Mine.
This has been Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages. I am Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McRoy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
I am a teenager.
And I was too.
Hey, if you like your podcast to be focused and well-researched and your podcast host to be uncharismatic, unhorny strangers who have no interest in horses, then this is not the podcast for you.
Again, what's your deal? I'm Emily.
I'm Lisa.
Our show's called Baby Geniuses.
And its hosts are horny adult idiots. We discover weird Wikipedia pages every episode.
We discuss institutional misogyny.
We ask each other the dumbest questions, and our listeners won't stop sending us pictures of their butts.
We haven't asked them to stop, but they also aren't stopping.
Join us on Baby Geniuses
every other week on MaximumFun.org.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.